This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Hundreds of thousands of Coloradans will see their health insurance costs double as Congress fails to extend tax credits to offset costs. CPR's John Daly.
The state insurance division says about 225,000 people will see an average 101% increase in health insurance premiums. Denver resident Chelsea Baker Houck runs a consulting business and gets subsidies to help pay for her insurance. She's not sure of an exact figure, but expects her premiums to rise sharply.
Covering $700 a month would be a hardship. $1,000 is almost as much as my mortgage. $1,400 is more than my mortgage. I just want to cry, honestly.
For now, lawmakers in Washington are deadlocked over extending the credits. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
An independent monitor overseeing reforms of Aurora's police says the department is making progress, but it made recommendations for improvements in other areas in its latest progress report. CPR's Tony Gorman.
The Aurora police are no longer on a cautionary track in any areas as they continue to make reforms. But it noted the department's increase in vehicle pursuits after the city revised its policy in March. There were more than 100 pursuits during the latest tracking period compared to only 3 during the previous period. One of those traffic pursuits ended in a fatal officer-involved shooting in August. In response, the monitor also recommended that APD mandate all officers carry tasers in addition to their firearms. The next progress report is scheduled to be released in April 2026. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
It's just about 7:06. This is CPR News.